I'm joined today on the phone by Jennifer Arnold. She's the founder and executive director of Canine Assistance, a service dog school based in Milton, Georgia, and the creator of the bond-based choice teaching approach to interspecies relationships. She's the author of the New York Times bestselling book, Through a Dog's Eyes, which was the subject of a PBS documentary, and another book, In a Dog's Heart. And tonight, we'll be talking about her latest book, Love is All You Need, the revolutionary bond-based approach to educating your dog. And this book contains a foreword by Julia Roberts. Thank you for joining me, Jennifer.
Thank you for having me.
I'd like to take a step back a little bit, if you don't mind, and tell me what got you started on this path to writing these books, Through a Dog's Eyes and In a Dog's Heart?
Well, 25 years ago, I started the service dog school, Canine Assistance. And, you know, I started because of a disability of my own. And though I love dogs, I really didn't fully appreciate how absolutely extraordinary they are. And as time went along and I became more and more appreciative of dogs and watching them do extraordinary things for people and in their impact on human life, I became obsessed with this need that I feel to somehow repay dogs for what I've seen them do. And so I went to my board, and luckily they were very supportive. And I said, as part of our mission at Canine Assistance, I would really like to explore how people and dogs can best live together and write about that. So that's, in a nutshell, what got me started.
Your approach, if I'm reading this correctly, is somewhere between the idea of the working dog and the pet, and much more of a hybrid of those two where it's true companionship.
Well, what I've realized is that in some ways, all dogs have jobs. All dogs fill roles in our lives or we wouldn't have them. And so I realized that there is a tremendous similarity between the relationship of companion or pet dog in person and the relationship between working dog and human partner. And what's good for our assistance dogs also works well with pet dogs.
Tell me a bit about this bond-based choice teaching and how it differs from, let's call it, traditional training for dogs.
Sure. When we first started, we used very much the because I said so old-fashioned. We had a trainer who came in, and she was very kind in giving us her services for very little money, but she was very old-fashioned and hard on the dogs. As time went along, we moved into more positive reinforcement. And the deeper we got into positive reinforcement, which is certainly better than the other way, but the more we got into it, the more I saw anxiety in our dogs. They just didn't seemed to feel comfortable somehow, and I wanted to figure out why. And I realized what we found here is that in many ways, positive reinforcement is conditional affection. It is, I love you when you, not just I love you. And dogs are every bit as social as are human beings, and as the result, they're very vulnerable to feeling afraid that they aren't pleasing their social group. And dogs want us to be members of their social group. So we decided to see what would happen if we just did away with the idea of obedience to directives based on positive reinforcement or force methods and focused on relationships.
And these lessons are applicable to working dogs as well as pets.
Absolutely. And I'll tell you, some extraordinary things happened when we decided that we would focus on, with our dogs here, that we would focus on having the dog feel very secure. You know, the scientific study of dogs is a relatively young endeavor. Until about 20 years ago, dogs were considered impure species. That human beings had so interfered with the development of dogs as a species or subspecies of wolves that they were not valid research subjects for scientists. And thank goodness that changed about 20 years ago. And virtually all of the information that you see coming out of cognition centers today who research dogs, it has this underlying theme of dogs as social animals. And the most fascinating to me is that multiple replicable studies have shown that dogs form attachments to their primary person that are very similar to those formed by preverbal children to their primary parent. And that when those attachments are secure, dogs, like children, really flourish. And in many ways, our dogs, when they feel safe and secure, they learn to control their own behavior based on what is appropriate within our social group. I'll give you an example. When I used to fly, because I work with assistance dogs, they're allowed in the cabin of an aircraft with me. And when I used to fly with dogs, we would get on the plane and I would say, down, stay. And now I get on the plane with the dog and say, okay, sweetie, we're going to be here for a while. And the dog lies down on his own. I'm relaxed, so the dog relaxes. And it's been a much easier way for our partners, both with pet dogs and with assistance dogs, to work with their dogs. And additionally, when dogs aren't afraid, when they don't feel insecure, they can do some pretty extraordinary things. Our dogs learn to say yes and no. For example, if we work with somebody who has type 1 diabetes, that person can now ask his dog, is my blood sugar out of range? Yes or no? And the dog will indicate, choosing either the left hand for yes or the right hand for no. If the dog chooses the left hand, indicating yes, the blood sugar is out of range, the person can then say, is it high with the left hand or low with the right? And the dog will indicate.
That's remarkable.
It is pretty phenomenal.
I think it also, a lot of this has total application to human relationships. I know you make reference to the phrase would be being kind as opposed to being permissive.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. One of the things that I think people have easily misunderstood when I talk about being kind and really loving your dog is that when you truly love somebody, that means you don't let them go out with their hiney hanging out. You worry that they behave appropriately, and part of your responsibility as sort of the parent figure or the person who can better navigate human society is to say, that is just not how we do it. When you have a very social animal, be they human children or dogs, that has tremendous influence. They want to fit in. They want to do right, because when they do the appropriate thing, I mean, it increases that feeling of security. It really is far easier than the more old-fashioned idea of actually training the dog to respond just to your, cues or commands.
In your experience, do you find that there are certain breeds of dogs that are better applied to certain tasks?
There are definitely certain breeds that feel more comfortable sort of working beside human beings, and those are the ones that were developed to do so. You know, a retriever breed, any hunting breed, And certainly, herding breeds and those dogs that whose background is that you work with people. It's easier to sort of ask them to partner with people. But every breed can reach a level of relationship that is partnership-like. So while there are dogs that are better at being service dogs, dogs that like to put things in their mouths and that enables them to tug open doors and pick up things you drop and turn light switches on and off using their mouth. All breeds can learn to do things that are beneficial for their human partner.
Okay. And last question, I want to ask, how did you get Julia Roberts involved with this book project?
Well, Julia is a wonderful woman who loves dogs very dearly, and I met her through her husband, Danny Motor, who was the cinematographer on a project that we participated in. And he kind of fell in love with Canine Assistance and introduced Julia to us. And we just developed the relationship that way. And, I knew that she would understand this approach because it's very similar to the approach she takes in raising her children. She's raising secure but independent, capable children. And so it was just an easy fit.
Well, I want to thank you very much for your time and for telling us so much about this interesting and quite revolutionary way to engage with our canine companions.
Thank you for having me.
I've been speaking with Jennifer Arnold about her book, Love is All You Need, The Revolutionary Bond-Based Approach to Educating Your Dog. For more information, you'll find links to that book and her other books, as well as the PBS documentary, at wvxu.org/AroundCincinnati. I'm Jim Nolan.